You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org. I'm Sean Martin. This week on the Well One Connection, we're joined by Kristen Pratt, family nurse practitioner at HRMC Physicians Clinic, and we're talking this week about back to school. When we think about getting ready to go back to school, we think about going clothes shopping, buying school supplies, but it's also important that your child see their primary care provider.
You should go ahead and have them come in and do a well child exam. And then during the well child exam, we could also take care of that sports physical if they're going to participate in sports at school. And then just remembering that really getting the kids ready to go back to school, making sure their growth is in check, making sure they're meeting their developmental milestones, making sure their immunizations are up to date. So definitely important time of year to not just remember those tennis shoes and clothes, but to bring them in for that well child visit.
And as I mentioned, you should schedule that visit with your primary care provider. Why is that so important?
The nice thing is if you have the primary care doing your well child, they're going to be able to track your child's growth every year consistently. They're going to be able to look from the prior years. Okay, are we not quite meeting this developmental milestones? Where are we at with that? They're also going to look at, they're just going to really know your child's history, and they're going to be able to know your own family history, and then what is your child might be at risk for, because maybe you have cholesterol in your family, so we need to do screening younger. I just think it's really important that you're consistently having those done with your primary care so we can make sure we're not missing things, and really it's more than just that piece of paper we're getting checked off.
Now let's talk a little bit more about immunizations. There are different requirements depending on the age of your child.
Yeah, so we sort of think of it as like your kindergarten shot. So then before they go to kindergarten, they should make sure they have their DTaP and polio vaccine, and then the MMR and the varicella, which are both of those, it actually would only be two vaccines. They would get a Kenrix, and then the MMR and the varicella are combined.
Now let's talk about immunizations required for children entering the sixth grade.
Right, and then in sixth grade, there's certainly more that we can do, but the two that are required for school entry for South Dakota are going to be the Tdap and the MCV4. But I would also recommend that during that age group, usually when your child turns 11, that they go ahead and come in and we start the HPV vaccination series to prevent against the human papillomavirus.
And if you start those shots at a younger age, fewer shots are required, correct?
If you go ahead and get it younger, we can usually do just the two-dose series versus having to do that three-dose series.
Now, as a parent, how do I find out which immunizations my child has already had and what they need?
Definitely, that's a good question. I'm sorry, sometimes we get so used to just saying the abbreviations and talking in the medical terms. The greatest way to know is definitely check with your primary care provider, because they should have your shot record as long as you've had them done there. Another great way is the community health nurse. If you get shots there, they should be able to get your record, because everywhere that you've had a shot, as long as it's in the state of South Dakota, they should be putting it into the South Dakota immunization registry. So then no matter where you go, that clinic should have access to that record, and then we should be able to pull that up, cross-compare, and then make sure your child is up to date.
Kristen, as we wrap things up this week, one final question. How do you handle a child, especially a younger child, who is afraid of shots?
You know, I think it's just important to try to help ease their mind through the process and, you know, explain, depending on the age, I think you really have to, how you approach that is different for every age. You know, if you have a smaller child, you really just have to take the fear away for them, make them feel comfortable. With our little ones, the incentive they get is they get a prize, actually, after they get a shot, just because it is a little scary for them. But I think at the end of the day, it really just depends on the age, on how you handle, you know, getting them through that fear. But at the end of the day, it's quick and easy and done before they know.
Kristen Pratt, family nurse practitioner at HRMC Physicians Clinic, has been our guest this week. You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.